I'm Daniel Enzian, host of Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that looks to explore Western New York's creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. Today, I speak with Carrie Stiver, the executive director of the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village. Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village is a history museum and educational institution in Amherst, New York. Their mission is to preserve, interpret, and exhibit the agricultural history and rural heritage of the Buffalo Niagara region. They are located on a 35-acre campus, and their historic village contains 10 historic buildings that were built during the 19th century. Carrie and I discussed some of the upcoming events of the village, the educational opportunities offered there, the different levels of membership, and why supporting a place like the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village is so important. I am here today with Carrie Stiver, the executive director of the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. I'm really well. Thank you so much for meeting with us today. So for someone who's never attended, what is the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village?
First and foremost, we are a museum. Our mission focuses on agriculture. So we preserve and talk about the history of agriculture in New York. But what makes us different from other history museums is we also bring that idea of how agriculture is important from the history to why it impacts all of us today. So we don't just talk about what happened in the 19th century or, you know, at the beginning of New York State. We take that story and we bring it into why it might be relevant to your own life and your own community right now. The other thing that makes us different is that we have a full historic village and farmstead. So we have 10 historic buildings, a blacksmith shop, we have a farmstead with farm animals like sheep and chicken. So it's really a very interactive and immersive experience when you come to visit us.
So about those working shops or some of the places that are kind of around, like the blacksmith shop or any of the other places there, what will people see when they visit Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village?
When you visit us, you will learn about agriculture primarily through walking through that village and farmstead that I mentioned. So when you're out there, you can visit the historic buildings, talk with our interpreters about all different kinds of subjects. So anything from how farming has changed since the 19th century to how things like sheep's wool and different plants are processed to turn them into fibers and textiles and, you know, the clothes that we wear every day. So we have all of that information going on with the interpreters, but there's also an opportunity for a hands-on activity. So for example, when you're learning about sheep's wool, you could touch samples and, you know, get a sense of what it feels like at different stages in the processing. And you might even try your hand at some of the different tools and ways that the wool is processed in order to turn it from what we take off of the sheep into a usable fiber. So that's just one example of the kinds of activities that you might be participating in when you come to visit, you know, anything from that sheep's wool to, you know, in the fall, we might be pressing apples to make apple cider. We might be picking our crops. We might be doing something different every time you come. And so you have a chance to really participate in that. It's a really fun and immersive experience, but it's also a really great way to get outside and enjoy the gorgeous Western New York weather that we have here between May and October.
It sounds like all of the exhibits and the things that are going on at the village kind of change with the seasons. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it really is kind of different every week or every couple of weeks based on what would be kind of going on in an agricultural community. So like I mentioned in the fall, you know, obviously we're doing our harvest, we're doing our apples, we're getting ready for winter. Earlier in the season, we're shearing the sheep because it's getting warm and they need to get that heavy, hot, you know, wool coat off of them. So it really does change throughout the season based on what would really be going on any farm that you might visit.
You use the word interpreter to describe the people that work there. Why are you using that distinction?
Yeah, so an interpreter is really someone who's going to take the information that we are offering and they're going to interpret it for the visitors, which really just means we're going to kind of talk to you about the information that we want to share with you. And then you have a chance to kind of take that and do what you want with it, right? If you have more questions, you can talk to them about your questions. If you want to think about how that might impact your own life and your own community, you can talk to them about that. So when we say interpreter, it is really to reference someone who's taking that information and working with the visitors and working with you to figure out how that's going to be most interesting and impactful for you. So we're not just kind of talking at you. We're really kind of working with you to figure out, why is this important and interesting to you and your family?
I'm so interested in terms of a roundabout number about how many people are involved at Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village.
We really do kind of double in size during our season when the village is going to be open. So we have a staff who is there year-round working to develop these programs and all of our exhibits and take care of the animals and the buildings and artifacts. So we've got a good sized team there that's year-round, and then we gather about that same number of people for the summertime that are going to come and help us be there for the visitors. So it can range anywhere from about 15 to 30, 40 people working with us, depending on what we've got going on at any one time. But we are all working hard all the time to make sure that we have a good experience for anyone who's going to come see us.
I would imagine too that there's probably some sort of specialty skills that are needed by interpreters, right? Like I couldn't sort of walk in tomorrow and start working in the blacksmith shop. So I'm sure that some of your employees have to be really highly skilled to work in these specific areas.
We do have highly skilled artisans who we are incredibly lucky to have as part of our team. We have very skilled blacksmiths and people who are very knowledgeable about historic cooking and recipes and how to use a cast iron wood burning stove, which is not a skill that a lot of people have. So we do have very, very skilled professionals. And we also work with people who are history professionals and historians and people who are experts at working with the public and teaching them about history. And they come and train with us in order to learn these skills to be able to work with the public. So it really is a range of expertise that, depending on your role, not everyone is an expert blacksmith, but we can definitely work with people who have that expertise in history and working with the public, and they will come and sort of learn the information that we're going to be sharing with people. So we have a really great team, and everybody is just so skilled and enthusiastic.
Why is a place like Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village important to Western New York?
I love when people ask me this question because when people think about New York, you don't normally think about agriculture, but you really should. We're home to the Erie Canal right here in Buffalo. The canal literally changed the agricultural trade on a global level forever. It changed the way that people grow and trade food. It changed what we grow here in New York. So we are now one of the top producers of things like apples, wine, dairy products, maple syrup. We're the second largest producer of maple syrup behind Vermont. Agriculture is hugely important to New York, and New York is hugely important to the history of agriculture and the way people grow and get their food today, not just in this country, but all over the world. We really have played an incredibly important part in all of that. And it's not the first thing that comes to mind when people think of our state. And we love surprising people with that and telling that story.
What exhibits are at the village, both permanent and temporary?
So our museum exhibits are primarily on local history and, of course, different aspects of agriculture. Our newest exhibit is the Amherst Gallery, which tells the story of the history of Amherst, which is the local community that we are part of at the village. And that gallery really acts as the seed for the larger story that we tell here. So Amherst started as a rural farming community. In a lot of ways, it still really is a farming community. We have some very important local farm producers and local agricultural industry right here. So Amherst really acts as that jumping off point for us, for our example of that story that we tell about the history and really what's going on today. So that's one of our newest exhibits. And then we have also, of course, the village outside is really the huge part of the experience. So when you come here, we want you to see and enjoy those exhibits, but you really want to get outside and see what opportunities are going on out there and what we're learning about today.
I'm sure that when people think of the organization, they think a lot about school tours or school sort of visiting, but your offerings actually expand beyond school tours and you are kind of open and welcome to the general public. I understand that there are many kind of educational opportunities. What are some of the educational opportunities for adults outside of kind of the school trips or things like that that the village offers?
Yeah, so we are always doing something. There's something for everyone. So if you're interested in learning about a specific topic, you can find all of our programs and workshops on our website. See if there's something that you're interested in. You know, we have workshops on everything from different agriculture and artisan skills, like how to raise your own chickens, gardening classes, things like that. Last weekend we had a cross stitch class, so we do artisan skills, crafts, things where we're kind of using those materials that might be related to agriculture. Our beekeeping series is an incredibly popular one. So we have everything from an introduction to beekeeping to an apprentice sort of workshop where you come for a couple of weeks. You come one night a week for a few weeks and you really learn in an immersive way how to take care of your bees. So that one's really popular. Taking a class isn't your thing. We also have special tours and other programs where you can just come and learn. We just wrapped up our second season of our Winter News and Brews program. That's really our own twist on a trivia night. It's not your normal trivia night. It's kind of more like part trivia, part story time, part there's a little bit of a comedy show thrown in there. So, you know, there are different ways to come and learn with us. And during the season, we have more tours and things out in the village that are focused on different special topics. So, folks can visit our website to kind of track what we're doing and follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and learn about everything that's coming up. And there's something for everybody.
There really is. That's amazing. I had no idea that sort of all of that was offered at the Heritage Village. I see that you have different sort of memberships on the website. What is a membership? What does it guarantee? And why should someone be a member?
Our members are really the sort of first line of our community. You know, you're going to get information about what's coming up. You're going to, you know, be really part of all of that excitement and that information about everything that's coming up. The different levels of membership sort of vary in terms of higher level members are going to get additional guest passes and sort of higher amounts of discount on things like the village store where you can purchase merchandise. All of our members get free or discounted admission to our events. Everybody gets free general admission for the village during the season. So everybody is able to really kind of use a membership first and foremost to take advantage of a benefit of free or discounted entrance to the different opportunities to visit us and take advantage of our programs.
Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village is a nonprofit, and I always think it's interesting to ask kind of how nonprofits are sustained. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that kind of talks about the economics, and the economic practices of different arts organizations. And I know that people often really appreciate nonprofit organizations, and they can almost feel like nonprofits exist autonomously. But that is oftentimes not the case. They need a lot of support. Could you maybe detail how the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village is maybe funded and also how people can support it?
Thank you so much for this question, because I think that people love to come and visit nonprofits and museums and they love what we do, but we certainly don't exist autonomously and we certainly do benefit from a lot of support and a lot of love from the community. And we need that in order to survive and keep doing what we're doing for everyone. At the Village specifically, a lot of people think that we're government funded because the Amherst Museum used to be in our location. A lot of times people still think that we're the same. But the Amherst Museum was part of the government, and we are actually an independent nonprofit with a completely different mission. And we have to get grants and donations, just like any other nonprofit, to be able to do all of our education programming, pay our staff, and, you know, develop our programs. I think the other thing that is really important for people to understand is that there's a lot at a nonprofit that goes on behind the scenes. You come and you enjoy your visit and you talk to our interpreters and you meet our sheep, and that is wonderful. And that's really what it's all about. That's really at the end of the day why we're here. But we're also doing a lot of other work that is related to our mission. So we have, for example, environmental conservation initiatives. I mentioned our beekeeping program. You know, we have beehives and we perpetuate that species and work to plant gardens and educate people about the importance of bees in our ecosystem. We also have our sheep are a critically endangered heritage breed, and we participate in programs to help keep those species around. So, you know, that's some of the kind of behind the scenes stuff that we do talk about, but not necessarily everybody gets a chance to understand that that's part of the work that we're doing. And, you know, animals are expensive. Preserving 10 historic buildings is expensive. You know, think about how much it costs just to maintain your house. And now imagine if you had 10 of them. It takes a lot to run all of this. And we like to say it takes a village. It's a cliche, but it's true. And we have really incredible support, but we're also doing more now than we ever have in terms of programs and exhibits and preservation. And finding the money for all of that is a never-ending process. And so we really are so grateful for all of the support and love that we get from our community. And if folks are interested in learning more about any of that, about the things that we're doing that they might be interested in supporting, and then also how to support us, how to donate, you can go to our website at bnhv.org. There's a button right there if you are just ready to donate or become a member, or you can do a deeper dive and find out more about what we're doing and see what might be the most interesting to you to support. So we love when people do that, and we are so, so grateful.
Do you have a personal story that you might be able to share about the sort of that maybe can sum up the experience of Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village, or something that perhaps surprised you or sort of delighted you when you started or throughout your sort of tenure there?
I don't think that it's one specific story, because I think what always delights me is when people come and it's their first time visiting us, which happens a lot. We just had our annual New York State Maple Weekend program last month in March. It's something that we do every year. But every year we get people who hear about our programs and they come out and they say, you know, we had no idea this was here. And we love that because they are so excited to come. And then they go out in the village, they see everything that we have, and they have a great time. And when they come back and see us on their way out, they want to know what else we have going on, because then they're excited to come back. And we love that because we're always doing something different. So the next time they come, there is going to be something new for them to see. And we get that a lot. People saying, we had no idea you were here, or I've lived in Amherst my whole life and I had no idea you were right down the road. People are always so delighted and frankly shocked, because we are literally an entire village, right? We have all these buildings and farm animals and a farm and everything. And you can't actually quite see all that from the road. So it's like this little hidden gem. And we love seeing how delighted people are when they discover it, because it's kind of like this wonderland. And we love seeing people experience it for the first time. But of course, we want everybody to know about us and come for their first, you know, wonderful experience and keep coming back. So as much as we love to hear, I had no idea, or it's my first time here, you know, we want people to keep coming, and we would love for more people to come see us.
Are you open during the week? Are you only open during the weekends? Are school trips sort of reserved for the weekdays and the weekends are open? How exactly does it work?
We are kind of changing our hours a little bit this year, but for a very exciting reason. So our school programs are happening earlier in the week, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are open for general admission visitors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this year. And the reason that we are so excited about that is because in previous seasons, we have only had our interpreters and our activities out in the village just on that Saturday. And this year, our people are going to be out there every single day that we are open for general admission visitors. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you come out to see us, you are going to have the same experience no matter what day of the week you come. So we're so excited about that. And people can find out more about our hours and what's going on, of course, on our website at bnhv.org.
Fantastic. And I understand that opening day is right around the corner.
Yeah, opening day is coming up the second Saturday of May, so May 13th, and we're going to be out there 10 a.m. ready to see everyone.
Finally, I'd love to know, what does the future hold for Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village? Are there any kind of dreams or ideas or plans that you might be able to share with us now?
Yeah, we are so excited for the future right now. Honestly, more than ever, really. You know, this season is just the beginning of really being able to lean into the growth that we are so fortunate to be able to be experiencing, because everyone has been just so much loving all of the things that we're doing. And so we're just going to do more of it. That's why we have expanded the number of days that our interpreters are going to be out there. We're expanding our programs, more workshops, more tours, more education programs. One of our very popular programs in the past couple of years has been during October. We actually are doing ghost hunts out in the village. So you actually can get some paranormal equipment, investigating equipment, and go out and do a little ghost hunt in the historic buildings. You get to go out by yourself with you and your group and kind of explore on your own with your spirit box and your flashlight. Those are very popular. So we are adding extra dates this year. So everything is just kind of more. People are really enjoying what we have to offer. And so we're giving them more of it. And we're so excited to be able to do that. We're so grateful that people enjoy what we're offering. That's really why we're here. You want more, we're giving you more.
Thank you so much. It sounds like there is so much exciting stuff happening at the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village. I still am kind of a little gobsmacked that there's this sort of amazing trivia night almost happening. I think that that is so cool. And sort of ghost hunting and blacksmithing and the sort of sheep shearing. It sounds wonderful. I can't wait to visit myself a couple of times this season just to kind of mark through spring, summer, and fall. And thank you so much. I hope to see you there.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you and everyone else. We hope that you have a great time when you come out. There's really something for everyone, and so we're looking forward to seeing everyone this season.
Well, that's our show for today. It was great to speak to Carrie about the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Village. I'm looking forward to a visit, to visit the blacksmith, see the sheep, and maybe even find a ghost. Please consider becoming a member to support their mission. Thanks from Western New York Soundstage and Buffalo Rising. Today's show is produced by Jessica Marinelli. Addison Schoonmaker engineered this episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show. If you like the show, please recommend it to a friend. In addition to this podcast, you can check out our local event guides posted bi-monthly on buffalorising.com. We'll be back soon with more episodes where we will explore our local creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. Thanks for listening to Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising, Local Matters Studios.